Hi, this is Yona Stamatis, host of the WUIS Special Arts Broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I am joined in the studio by Illinois Symphony Orchestra conductor and music director, Alistair Willis. Welcome, maestro.
Welcome. That will be Lord Willis today for this English program, if I may insist.
Pardon me. Lord Willis is here to share with us a special sneak preview of the upcoming Last Night of the Proms concert that will take place this Saturday, March 19th, at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Now, a Last Night of the Proms concert, what a fabulous idea to give an opportunity for Springfield audiences to participate in such a grand musical tradition. Tell our listeners, what is this concert about?
Aha, indeed. I shall, while I answer your question, I shall certainly slap on the British accent because this would be the opportunity of this of the year to do so. Being half English, I have some authority in this, but indeed, what a great tradition it will be. The Proms is the largest music festival in the world, and at the end of it, being the last night of the Proms, it's a chance for everyone to have some fun. So it is an English tradition, and yet we celebrate musical traditions at every single concert that we all go to, whether it's Beethoven, that's a German tradition, and so on. But there are some things that happen at the last night of the Proms that don't usually happen at Beethoven concerts. So we will be honoring those, including some wonderful choice of British music suitable for the occasion. I'm losing my accent already. And lots of audience participation. There'll be singers, there'll be soloists, there'll be, all sorts of fun. And just prepare for a jolly good time for the whole family. It's fun for everyone.
So how should audiences prepare for this concert?
They can prepare however they'd like. You could go the full hog, as we say, and come dressed only in a Union Jack flag. Please make sure it's large enough to to cover the entire mass. or in any kind of British costume. People come as Britannia herself, and there will be flags being waved. If you have a British anything, feel free to bring it. Otherwise, just come in whatever concert dress that you're happy with. There's no pressure there. I have a few costume changes. We'll have the music and the hall full of color, and because that's what happens at these concerts.
Now, I understand that you are going to share the stage with some guest artists. Please tell us who these are.
Yes, it's a tradition that the last night of the Proms always has at least one singer, often more, and we are no exception. On Saturday night, we have invited the ISU Madrigal Singers from up in Bloomington to come and perform with us. They've performed twice already in our other Pops concerts that we've had here, and they are fantastic singers. And there's a piece of music by Ralph Vaughan Williams called Serenade to Music, and it is one of the most gorgeous pieces you'll ever hear, based on Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice, and It's just so gorgeous. It's the perfect end to our first half. So by that, you can assume it's not all fun and games. There's nothing heavy on the program. That's, of course, the last night of the Proms is very happy music. But this is as serious as it gets, but it's still gorgeous, gorgeous music.
So I understand that the Illinois Symphony Orchestra will play certain standard works that appear annually at the Last Night of the Proms concerts. Which pieces are these?
Ah, yes. A lot of the program will be standard and traditional, as if you were in the Royal Albert Hall yourself listening. And this will include Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance March No. 1, which we associate over here in America with graduations, but this is definitely a Last Night of the Proms tradition. Hubert Parry's Jerusalem. We have variations on God Save the Queen, fantastic piece of music, showcase for orchestra. And I think one of the most fun ones will be the Fantasia on British Sea Songs, which is where things really start getting going for the audience. There's a little, you have to listen and you have to join in at the right time in the music, and it's kind of fun how there really aren't any rules with how you might join in as an audience member. So perhaps your preparation for the concert could include, what kind of noisemaker could I make? Could I bring? Could I really be completely obnoxious at these moments when we all got to join in? And please don't even try to smuggle them in. Bring them in opulently, and just please don't play them until the right moment. And I will tell you when that is. But all these traditions and more, it's such fun.
And Prommers, will you tell us a bit about what is a Prommer and the history of the Proms concert?
I will be going into that in quite a bit of detail from the podium. And I'll give you a sneak preview now. The Proms began when Sir Henry Wood, a famous English conductor, had this brilliant idea that he wanted to make classical music more accessible to more people. And he decided to have concerts of lighter music. And he thought, well, hang on, if we took the chairs away and people stood, you could fit more people in, you could sell more tickets, you wouldn't have to charge as much. So these concerts began. Now, if you think back in the Baroque time, there was always a concert going on in a garden, let's say, where you could promenade or walk around in. But he created an actual concert experience where you could walk around during the concert, promenade, instead of sit. And so that's how they began. It became so popular that they eventually moved to had to move out of the Queen's Hall where they were, and they moved to the Royal Albert Hall, which can seat a few more people in the range of about 6,000. So it's a big event. Think of a big arena. Not everyone's standing, and I'll go into that. You can choose if you want to stand. You can pay way more for a seat if you want to, because it's still to this day incredibly cheap. It's under $10 to get into a concert if you want to stand. And because, you know, not everybody can stand, but heck, I grew up standing at these concerts, and I'm very grateful for strong legs.
And I hear there's also a wonderful medley of Irish songs included on the program.
There most certainly is. St. Patrick's Day is just a couple of days before this concert, and we thought we'd seize the moment and honor some incredible pieces that have an Irish bent to it. There are only a few pieces, but we couldn't let this go by. It's all about being relevant and current in the moment, and we're hoping that our audiences won't have had enough of Irish beer before they come to the concert. But there's so much great Irish music, we just couldn't pass up on this opportunity.
Well, this certainly promises to be a concert like no other. Thank you so much for joining me and for giving us this special insight into what promises to be a unique Springfield musical opportunity. So do gather your noisemakers and don your patriotic wear and join the Illinois Symphony Orchestra and Lord Alastair Willis for an entertaining Last Night of the Proms concert featuring favorite British orchestral works in a rip-roaring evening of musical fun for the entire family. The concert will take place this Saturday, March 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. For more information and to purchase tickets, please visit the website of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra at ilsymphony.org. I'm Yona Stamatis. Thank you for listening. I'll see you at the concert.